Chapter 7. The high priest said, "Are these things so?" He said, "Brothers and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, 'Go out from your land and from your relatives, and come into a land which I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chasdim, and lived in Haran. From there, after his father died, he moved him into this land, where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. He promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his descendants after him, when he still had no child. God spoke in this way, that his descendants would live as foreigners in a strange land, and that they would be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. But I will judge the nation to which they will be in bondage, said God, and after that will they come out, and serve me in this place." He gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham became the father of Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs. The patriarchs, moved with jealousy against Joseph, sold him into Egypt, and God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now a famine came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no food. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he set out our fathers the first time. On the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent, and summoned Jacob, his father, and all his relatives, 75 souls. Jacob went down into Egypt, and he died, himself and our fathers, and they were brought back to Shechem, and placed in the tomb that Abraham bought for a price in silver from the children of Hamor in Shechem. But as the time of the promise came close which God had made to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose a different king over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. The same took advantage of our race, and mistreated our fathers, and forced them to throw out their babies, so that they would not stay alive. At that time Moses was born, and was exceedingly handsome. He was nourished 3 months in his father's house. When he was thrown out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and reared him as her own son. Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was mighty in his words and works. But when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. Seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him who was oppressed, striking the Egyptian. He supposed that his brothers understood that God, by his hand, was giving them deliverance, but they did not understand. The day following, he appeared to them as they fought, and urged them to be at peace again, saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you wrong one another?" But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me, as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Moses fled at this saying, and became a stranger in the land of Midian, where he became the father of 2 sons. When 40 years were fulfilled, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. As he came close to see, a voice of the Lord came, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob." Moses trembled, and dared not look. The Lord said to him, "Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and have heard their groaning. I have come down to deliver them. Now come, I will send you to Egypt." This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" God has sent him as both a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, having worked wonders and signs in Egypt, in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is that Moses, who said to the children of Israel, "God will raise up a prophet for you from among your brothers, like me." This is he who was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received words of life to give to us,